T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you want the definition of all in, well, it's not the Dallas Cowboys. It's the New York Jets. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Perloff, you got to be all in if you're the Jets, because year one of Aaron Rodgers went so sideways. Now, they still won some games, but Rodgers goes down 4 snaps into the season, and now you basically have 1 year of Rodgers. I know he said more, but you really can't bank on a lot more than what this season, this upcoming season will be. Rodgers has done all this crazy rehab to try to speed up his timeline and everything coming back from the Achilles. They've already taken a flyer in signing Tyron Smith, the former left tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. The latest is Mike Williams, who signed with the team yesterday, obviously from the LA Chargers.
I'm not sure Tyron Smith is a flyer, because a lot of teams still want him. I know he's 33. They didn't pick him up off the trash heap. I think they gave him real money. They have no choice. This is not how you want to build a team. Exactly as you said, Maggie, they have 1 year of Rodgers. You have to go all in here. You have no choice. Your coach is going to get fired if you don't get to the playoffs. Your GM is going to get fired if he doesn't get to the playoffs. Your quarterback's 40 years old.
Yep.
They are pinned in this situation. No team wants to sign a bunch of 33-year-olds. It's not how you build a champion. They have no choice. So they are such a fascinating team because they're old, they're coming off injuries, and yet, even though I vowed never to be in on the Jets again, I think it could all come together and they could be a really good team. I can't believe I'm saying this. I think I almost want you to slap me right now because I feel like I'm being fooled again.
We are on a live stream.
This is all bad franchise building. Getting old, overpriced guys is not what you want to do. That being said, it could be a little bit of a Rams all-in type of season. I think they could be actually really good if 2 out of all 3 these older veterans play, they get 67% of these free agents to actually hit, then, and Aaron Rodgers is on the field, they're going to be a dangerous team because the defense is still great.
No, I get it. There is something definitely that is tantalizing about this, but you are now asking 3 people who have dealt with injuries, which is Mike Williams, who's coming off of a season where he tore an ACL and only played 3 games. You're talking about Tyron Smith, who has injuries just as virtue of being a little older in his career. And you're telling me that 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers coming off an Achilles, that all of a sudden through 17 games, that this is going to 17 games, I'm sorry, plus the playoffs, that this is going to be able to hold up. I just can't believe that it's going to. Now, I'm not saying that this was all a big waste of time for the Jets. Not that at all. I think you are going to be competitive if Rodgers is upright and healthy. But this feels like it's so rare that this actually works. Mm-hmm. It's so rare that this actually works. And I know we saw Tom Brady move teams and win a Super Bowl, and Matthew Stafford switch teams in a Super Bowl. But again, that is really the exception and not the rule here. And while I applaud what the Jets are doing, because listen, no one will argue you're making your team better, I just don't think this is going to be enough.
Yeah.
I do not. I don't believe that these teams are going to hold up. Now, as a Bills fan, am I scared to death that these wide receivers are going to absolutely roast the Bills secondary? Definitely. Definitely. So I'm not saying I'm not scared of what the Jets are doing. I'm just saying if you ask me to put an all-in team and make them a Super Bowl or bust team, no doubt, I'm going to pick bust over Super Bowl.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I just like the formula of beefing up this. Some other signings, too, to beef up their offensive line. Now, an interesting thing, too, they sit at 10. They could get Brock Bowers will likely fall to Georgia star tight end. You could add another weapon for Rodgers. I would still go left tackle, because what if you get a decent left tackle in the rookie? I know rookie left tackles are not all that, but Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses, 33 years old, give a little bit even more depth there, then maybe you could survive a couple injuries. Mike Williams, you could get a receiver. You'd probably need another receiver in the second round because he's injury prone. I just think there are things you can do to ensure this. Bottom line, if it's not if Rodgers isn't healthy, none of it works. Yeah. If Rodgers is healthy, it works. That's what I think it comes down to.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, here's the other thing about getting second round wide receivers. How's that worked out for Joe Douglas? Both guys are not on the team. What is it? What do we want? Mims? I don't know if he was a second rounder.
Elijah Moore, second rounder.
What, these guys aren't even there.
Yeah, but
they couldn't even make it work with this coaching staff and this general manager.
The general rule is second round receivers are pretty good though.
Not for the Jets.
Yeah,
Jets but I mean, he can break that so many trend. Times. I mean, going back to
that's two.
The guy, no, but even before, the guy from Ohio State, who I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah.
Then there was
Curtis Samuel.
No,
not good.
Yeah.
Somebody was awful. I can't. Was his name Devin Smith? Maybe was that his name?
He's out of the league already.
Yeah. And then famously, they had the guy from Stephen Hill from Georgia Tech, a massive bus who ran a super great 40. He was a terrible Jet.
Sorry to interrupt you. I was willing to overlook that because those weren't Joe Douglas picks. I'm talking about the ones with the people in the building who are making the decisions have not shown an aptitude to be able to do that, and so they've had to be a team. You know, besides Garrett Wilson, who is awesome, and Sauce Gardner, who's awesome, so you got one good offensive player and one really good defensive player as far as your draft is concerned, and Joe Douglas has been dining out on that for a while. Everything, the other difference makers, for the most part, have been brought in the team in other ways.
Sometimes a guy like Tyron Smith, who was wearing out in Dallas, got it hurt a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like he's a guy that a lot of contenders are going to say, wow, we should have made that move.
Definitely.
I was actually surprised. That one has me excited. He does get hurt. I understand that. But that move stands out from all the... Mike Williams, I think the whole league knew he's a gigantic injury risk. The Jets were willing to take a flyer. I don't hate that move, but I'm not sure how impactful it is. But to me, man, if they shore up left tackle and he gets out on the field, even at 70%, he is darn good. That one and Morgan Moses have been very durable though, on the other side. I think they've done the best things that they can do this offseason.
Man, where was this last year? I mean, maybe you get more than four snaps out of Aaron Rodgers if he did this.
Two high picks on the line, Elijah Vera Tucker, and Becton was healthy at the beginning of the year, wasn't he?
I mean, he played, but he was awful. He just was. I mean, but he's coming off 2 years where he'd been hurt, so I don't know if that was part of it, but he was not good last year.
There were expectations. He was a top 12 pick. I think there was reason
they thought he was going to be a star.
So I kind of like
traded up to get Vera Tucker too.
I like what they did. I said I would never be pulled back in, but one thing
you're
too
back is it the Mike Williams that pulled you back in?
No, it's Tyron Smith.
Oh, gotcha.
The thing is too, I think they've done a nice job of getting rid of some of the Aaron Rodgers distractions in the news cycle. Maybe
we were
it doesn't
just
matter.
Talking about him possibly running for vice president.
I know, but
last week
that feels like months ago. Now that they signed all these guys, and do you think that maybe the two? Not a coincidence. They all of a sudden sign some old guys, maybe have some positive headlines about the Jets, pay a little bit more for Mike Williams just so people aren't talking about Aaron Rodgers and vice president.
I mean, again, it will always be something because it's the Jets and Rodgers. And this has turned out to be one of the like near perfect marriages in terms of a team that at times can't get out of its own way in terms of distractions, and a player who openly courts this kind of thing and loves seeing himself in the news.
One historical note: Brett Favre hit it big in his second year, had an MVP type season when he left Green Bay. So Aaron Rodgers seems to be following totally in the footsteps of Brett Favre. Went to the Jets like Favre, went sort of off the rails like Brett Favre in his retirement.
In a different kind of way, yeah.
Later in his career. I mean, Brett Favre obviously had some very ugly accusations about stealing from welfare funds. Regardless, I mean, it has worked. Favre did it late in his career in the right situation. This could end up working. I'm surprised people are talking about it. He still has Hackett is still there, right? That's amazing to
me. Hackett will never leave. Hackett's like the Supreme Court, man. He's wherever Rodgers is, this guy's got a lifetime appointment. He's just got a job. And the thing is, what's crazy about it is I would actually like to know what Hackett's really doing, because I think Rodgers is changing a lot at the line of scrimmage, and I think he's basically calling the offense, and I think Hackett is there to, like, you know, play gold member and, like, you know, mess around with fart jokes.
In those four plays, he called the offense? What are you talking about? When is this offensive play calling happening?
Well, I think Everybody has a lot of pressure this year on the Jets. But I think Hackett probably has the most individual pressure of anybody on the Jets. Because Salah, he can get fired, but he's going to get another job as a coordinator somewhere. Joe Douglas get fired, he'll be another front office somewhere. He's very good with drafts. Aaron Rodgers is going to Hall of Fame, all these guys will be fine relatively, even if this doesn't work out this year. If Nathaniel Hackett in that offense is once again the reason why the Jets don't advance, he's not getting another NFL job. This is all it for him. Because Aaron Rodgers is not going to be around anymore. So there's not going to be a reason to keep him around, because Aaron Rodgers will be either playing with the Jets or playing with somebody else. If this doesn't work for Nathaniel Hackett, it is over for him.
I think you have overlooked one crucial thing about Nathaniel Hackett. He is already overachieved. This is clearly son of a coach, Nepo. I mean, he was the Bills' offensive coordinator, guys. It wasn't good.
He's well-liked, though. He'll get a lower job because everyone loves having Nathaniel Hackett. And remember, he was a break dancer in college. What's his background or something?
Yeah, he does a hip-hop dance class.
Yeah,
he's fun. Give me a break.
Everyone loves Nate Hackett. I saw him on Hard Knocks talking about 80s cartoons. He's a good dude.
Well, that's the thing.
I want that guy in my locker room calling.
No. I have lower down on my coaching staff, but he seems a nice guy.
This is how dry and boring these NFL position meetings must be, is that Nathaniel Hackett is a sought-after commodity simply because he lightens the room.
Can I ask you a question about that, both of you guys? At that, because these meetings are early. We're not talking about they're meeting at 3 p.m. I mean, sometimes you're talking about 8 a.m., 9 a.m. Do you want the leader of a work meeting coming in, ask you trivia questions about Austin Powers and...
Oh, I'm sure they love it because it's different.
I would hate that. Because I'm like, I don't want to be up this early. A lot of people have been dealing with kids at home, and I got to come home, and this joker is making jokes about 007. I'd be like, put on the film of the Bills, okay? Like, we don't have time for this. It's too early in the morning.
EJ, you literally are the executive producer of a morning show.
But I don't come into our work meeting being like, so guys, I have a trivia question for you.
I'll do 6 minutes of Austin Powers trivia right now if you want to. If you want to start throwing the gold member trivia around, I'm here, baby.
Oh, I would hate that.
We're doing a bracket of one-hit wonders. It doesn't get more sunny than that.
No, but it's the concept. That's the presentation of what we're doing on the show. We're behind the closed doors. We're getting ready to play against the Cincinnati Bengals in a big game. It's 8 a.m. in the morning. This guy's talking about Austin Powers.
I'd be like, 8 a.m.? That's like lunch for them.
Get this guy out of here. I don't want to. Like, what are you doing?
That brings up an interesting question. In Austin Powers 2, who played Felicity Shagwell, Austin's second girlfriend?
Heather Graham.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, Liz Hurley was the girlfriend in the first one, right? Am I imagining
that? Yes. We need a little more of this and a little less Browns offseason.
Yeah, we were just breaking down the offensive line depth of the Jets. I think if Hackett wants to call in and give us a gold member trivia question every day, I'm all for it. And I think being liked is important in these rooms. Here's the thing, the Jets, we're getting the same argument we had the Browns. Nobody thinks the Jets are a Super Bowl contender anymore, do they? Oh, no.
Why is Rodgers there if you're not a Super Bowl contender?
You guys keep saying this, but everyone knows that was, the expectations had to lower on the Jets. It can't be like last year. It cannot be.
I think the way Perloff thinks of Super Bowl contenders is actually probably the correct way. But I don't think that, people realistically look at it that way. It's the fan bases of those teams.
Nationally, I think everyone was on the Jets last year. They have to have learned their lesson this year, right? I'm asking. I don't know.
You haven't.
Last year I was looking at them in the Super Bowl. Now I'm looking at them as a playoff team. I've lowered it a little bit.
Because of Rodgers?
Yeah, just because they were so bad last year. So I think it's like, okay, they were 7-10 last year. They go 11-6 with Rodgers. Hey, that's not so bad to me.
No. Can't be. Can't be because Rodgers, this could be the last year. And two, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but this is something that adds to the expectations. Rodgers put it out there that he is superhuman rehab guy. If you're superhuman rehab guy and you are blowing away timelines, you're on the cutting edge and everyone's been doing it wrong and now you're doing it right or whatever the implication was. I know he didn't say that exactly, but the implication was I'm doing the research and I'm the one who's going to get back on the field in 6 weeks or whatever he was doing. And when you put that out there, I think the expectation remains the same.
No one takes that superhuman Achilles stuff. Everyone takes that with a grain of salt. There are three teams with legit pressure next year. The Niners, the Ravens, and probably your Bills. The Jets, dude, the Jets just need to have some success. I think you've got to lower the expectation at some point.
Yeah.
You're telling me Super Bowl or bust for the New York Jets?
Absolutely.
They haven't sniffed the Super Bowl since Joe Namath was there.
I think if you are paying anywhere above $48 million a year for your quarterback, I should say 45. It should be 45. $45 million a year or up for your quarterback, you better be a Super Bowl contender.
And, it can't be Super Bowl bust.
Not like a C.J. Stroud or someone who's on a rookie deal. I'm talking about if you have one of those super high-paid quarterbacks, absolutely you should be a Super Bowl contender.
To go with Perlow's point, if they were really, truly Super Bowl or bust, they would have changed the coach.
Yeah, I mean,
they're a bad organization.
Also, too,
you know that.
I don't think most of these expensive quarterbacks are Super Bowl or bust. I mean, Justin Herbert, there's no Super Bowl or bust for the Chargers this year. Everyone knows that they have to clean up the mess that was left there before with Brandon Staley. I think that's a 2 or 3 year time frame. I mean, if the Chargers make the AFC title game, no one's going to say, oh, man, what a disappointing year for Jim Harbaugh. Come on.
No, but this is the quality of quarterback, and if you're paying him that much, that means that's a real thing. You have really decided and committed to that quarterback being a rising tide. I think you absolutely should have a Super Bowl aspiration.
Oh, okay. If Atlanta Falcons make the NFC title game, they will hold a parade down the main street of Atlanta, if there is a main street in Atlanta. That'd be a huge accomplishment. I just think all these situations are way different. And right now, we just read the players and the injuries. How can you be Super Bowl or bust when you are basically an old folks home?
This is the life they've chosen. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
They would have a parade in front of CNN. Yeah. There's like a main road, I think, right by CNN.
Yeah, right by the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
That's a fun building. You can kick field goals in there, like, as fans. I almost knock someone's coffee out of their hands.
The Coca-Cola Museum is there, too. And if you want to have fun drinking as much soda as you possibly could, go there.
How much free samples are they giving out?
Unlimited. You can go to this room,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a bunch of sodas from all over the world. Coke products, other kind of products you never heard of, and they give you a sample cup, and you just go to, it's like a soda machine. You just go and you just, I mean, I didn't have lunch because of how full I was drinking soda.
It is an underrated experience.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
What else do they have? They got Coke?
They got Cokes from like Japan.
Okay.
They have all these other sodas that aren't Coke. They have their brands, names you never heard of. And some of them taste amazing.
Wait, can I get a can of Coke? It's all fountain sodas.
They're all fountain.
Nah.
What's wrong with fountain?
I'd rather have the can of Coke.
Oh, fountain all day.
Yeah.
Fountain's by definition better. It's like tap beer.
Yeah, exactly.
I like a can of Coke, especially in a foreign country. It's way syrupy.
You like a can better than a bottle? I'd say
glass bottle. I never see the glass bottle anymore.
Fountain one, glass bottle two, can three. And I like can two. By the way, if you're in Atlanta, there's one central highlight of that city, and that is on Techwood Drive where Charles Barkley and Shaq are sitting. That's the highlight of the city, is that they do inside the NBA there, right? I mean, we all agree on this.
That's the number one draw.
I think you could do tours of that building, too.
For example, like, if you go to this place, you can get a soda called Beverly, which is an Italian soda. It's non-alcoholic, obviously. It is not even sold in the market. Yeah. It's only available at this place.
Wow. It's probably too much sugar to be legal in America. Seriously, does sound amazing.
There's nothing in this country that is too much sugar that would be illegal. We run on sugar in this country.
But foreign sodas have more sugar, right? That's not the thing. Mexican soda is crazy amount of sugar.
No, it is really syrupy, but think about what you're saying. Like, there's nothing in this country that's not too sugary.
There's also a soda here from Zimbabwe called Sparletta Sparberry. What does it taste like? Raspberry cream soda. Caffeine-free, is available exclusively in several countries across Central and Southern Africa, and it dates back to 1955. These are the kind of sodas you're going to have if you go to the
Can I ask a question, internal question? Are you guys Dr. Pepper fans or Coke fans, if I gave you the choice?
I'm not crazy about Dr. Pepper.
Perloff loves it.
Dr. Pepper, by far.
I bought Perloff a Dr. Pepper once, just like in a night. I was ordering some lunch when we were doing the afternoon show, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy Perloff a Dr. Pepper. Arrives, he looks at it, he goes, "Die, Dr. Pepper." He wouldn't drink it. Would not drink it.
I stand with Perloff there.
Gave him free soda.
You can't say you're going to get somebody soda and then you give them diet soda without asking them.
No, I like the diet. I'm a diet Dr. Pepper.
I gave him a regular. And he was like, I want diet. And he wouldn't drink the regular.
No, you can't do that. Can't do that.
I bought you a soda.
I don't drink soda. I only drink diet soda. Like everybody else. Diet Coke is a huge selling thing. Yeah, I don't know. It just makes me feel less guilty if I have the diet soda. I know it probably doesn't even work, but I feel better about myself if I have a diet Dr. Pepper than a Dr. Pepper.
There's something about a Dr. Pepper, though. Like, no hate for, like, between Coke or Dr. Pepper, but there's something about a Dr. Pepper cold with like a lunch. It's incredible.
Don't you feel like it gets pushed on us a little too much during college football season?
Yeah, it does.
Fansville?
Yeah, it does. It does. With that mascot. Don't they have that mascot? Whatever.
Yeah, they have a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah, but it's great. And now and that Coca-Cola factory, I went there a few years ago. It's all that's right near the new arena over there, I believe.
Mercedes-Benz, I think.
Mercedes-Benz. Where the Falcons play?
Yeah, in that same area.
That area is really cool. There's a big Ferris wheel. Like I like Atlanta.
Another time probably went. We're going to have to talk about the sham and the just grift that is caffeine-free sodas and coffees.
Ugh, might as well not make them.
Exactly. No, it's just, why?
You know how EJ gets depressed about talking Austin Powers early in the morning? I get depressed talking about decaf soda. That is terrible.
Like, I love ginger ale, but I won't do it because what's the point, guys?
Oh, ginger ale. You got upset stomach. Supposed to help you.
All right. Well, okay.
I believe the urban myth. I do.
Totally. Someone's doubled over in pain. Have you tried a ginger ale? That's first
your appendix is exploding. Here's a little fizzy water for you. Yes, it's shit. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay, coming up, the Maggie and Perloff one-hit wonder bracket. We've got some early returns for you, major upsets in the works. We'll get that to you next. Don't move.
Back on Maggie and Perloff. Real quick news item. Marvin Harrison Jr., pro day today. I was all set 11 to 12 Eastern, I believe. Watch Marvin Harrison run a blazing 40. Apparently, he's doing absolutely nothing at his pro day. Zero, zip, zilch. Caleb Williams, meanwhile, will be throwing up a storm. That sounded wrong. At his USC pro day. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be nervous. He knows he's going to Chicago, which begs the question, why is Caleb Williams working out? Everyone knows he's going number one. Marvin Harrison not working out. I am old school. I don't believe the 40 means anything. You can actually clock these guys on the field. But I do wonder if there's this perception out there that Marvin Harrison Jr. is a bit of a weirdo. I'm kind of getting that vibe from this dude that he might be, I don't know, maybe just a little different. I mean, he's breaking convention here by not working out at either the combine or pro day. Most receivers do something.
I mean, my natural connection would be, do you think his father is telling him don't do this? You know, you have so much college tape. You have so much excellent college tape. Everyone knows who you are. Yeah. You would have went top five in last year's draft. There's really nothing Marvin Harrison has to do. Now, you're right. You could say the same thing about Caleb Williams, but I think quarterbacks are maybe judged a little bit more. Even if you're not going to do stuff at the combine, you do have to do the pro day. Also, the quarterbacks may feel like they owe it to their wide receivers to also
Jerry
show
Rice's
them off.
Kid will be there, yeah. Right, but there's no way. I mean, also, the quarterbacks have an easy job. You can't. I know Teddy Bridgewater had a bad pro day. There's no
the
way.
The only person in history, I think, has ever had a bad pro day.
You're in shorts throwing deep passes. It does not matter. There's no downside here for Caleb Williams. He's going to look fine. Marvin Harrison did have some downtime. If he ran a slow 40 and teams are, I don't know, should I go with LSU's Malik Nabers or Marvin Harrison? I know it's stupid, but there are a lot of old school brains in the NFL, Maggie.
I get that, but of all the things to break a tie between these two guys, the 40 time would be the absolute dead last. That would be A through double Z of what I would use to break the tie between these guys. I want to know about work ethic. I want to know about how they are in the locker room. I want to know about their medicals. I want to know about a million other things before their 40 time. If we're talking about two all-time awesome wide receivers in college, Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers.
I think speed's a question with Marvin Harrison. I think he's super fast, but is he, when you think about him, you think of a big body. Is he a possession receiver or a dual threat where he can take the top off the muffin,
Probably depends on what team he goes to, you know?
I'm watching too much draft analysis because they are turning Malik Nabers out of LSU into a guaranteed superstar. Daniel Jeremiah, it's amazing how many times, and you've read the same things. Yeah. Have you seen a guy pushed up like this in recent memory to be number? We thought Marvin Harrison was the easiest number one wide receiver at all the time. Now Nabers is getting so many headlines.
I think we're so used to now wide receivers coming in and being good right away. I think most people believe both are going to be good. And that's not how we look at quarterbacks. Quarterbacks like, all right, let's look at the percentages here. Like, not all of you are going to hit. Whereas the wide receivers, I think we believe a lot of them hit.
Yeah, but not necessarily the first rounders, though. I think remember that one with Henry Ruggs and Jerry Judy? That was nothing but bust.
But Ruggs probably would have been good had he not gotten in trouble.
I don't think he did much before he got in trouble. I think actually it's funny because I think the second round is where you get DK Metcalf and AJ Brown and all these. Terry McLaurin was a third rounder. This draft is supposed to be super deep with wide receivers. Maybe you get a star in the second round as well. Regardless, if you want to watch Ohio State's Pro Day, don't anymore. There's nothing to see here.
Well, the other part is it looks like now, I know you mentioned that Daniel Jeremiah mock draft, quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, 4 with the Vikings trading up to get J.J. McCarthy.
And number 13, Michael Penix. So that would be 5 quarterbacks. And we have a bet here with EJ and I. 4.5 is the over-under. If it goes over 4.5, I win the bet, and Pipilotti makes EJ run gassers.
Yeah, 4.5 quarterbacks in the first
round. I also
round.
Could win the bet, and you have to run gassers. Let's put the other part of it.
Could be. Are there any, what if there's a Taysom Hill type? A Taysom Hill type in the first round who's a half a quarterback?
Yeah,
it could be a push.
Who would that be? I was wondering about that, too. Is there any, there really isn't a player
not
like
a
that
JJ
this
McCarthy.
Year.
There's always that wide receiver who played quarterback in high school.
Oh, yeah.
What's the guy, who's the guy in Atlanta that had a great arm? Hell yeah, we talked
about Sanu?
Yeah, Mohamed Sanu. Yeah. Wasn't he a quarterback? He got it.
Antoine Randall played quarterback in college and was a wide receiver in the NFL.
I'm going to argue that if anybody does a halfback option, they're a quarterback, and I win the bet. No, so 1, 2, 3, 4 never happened.
Nope.
Never happened. We'll see. It's just a mock draft. That'd be good for me, though.
It'd be a mock draft, but also we know the Vikings are making moves to get that. They did make a move to get a second first-rounder, in theory, to trade up to try to get a quarterback. They have Sam Darnold for $10 million. Good luck with all that. A couple other things. There is still time to join our March Madness brackets. Now, you can participate in the show in a couple different ways, whatever your sort of, whatever suits your fancy. You can either do the actual basketball stuff with us, which our pal Nick in Texas runs the Pearl Jam Season 3, CBSSports.com. It's on our socials. EJ, maybe we can give that a retweet right now just in case. Go and find us, and if you want to say you beat 2 national radio hosts in an NCAA tournament bracket, odds are you're going to be able to say that because Perloff and I are not great at this.
Not this year, Maggie. We're coming. Yeah. All right. I feel strong about my bracket.
I'm feeling okay about mine. Anyway, so you can go and play along with us, and that's a lot of fun. If you want to do something a little different outside of basketball, we have the Maggie and Perloff bracket of one-hit wonders. Today we released the Cruising Region with number 1 seed Take On Me by A-ha. Lots of fun one-hit wonders there. You can go to our Twitter handle, at Maggie and Perl. You can vote. Whatever you vote on, that's what moves on to the next round.
This is unbelievable. It's a field of 64 or 68?
Yeah, 64.
I feel like they're 40 number 1 seeds. These are all, there's so many good one-hit wonders. And I actually I kind of love all these songs. This there's a bunch of bangers here.
Absolutely. Bilotti said this is basically his Spotify playlist. So we didn't know you were so into one-hit wonders like Video Killed the Radio Star. But there you are. That is a 14 seed.
I almost feel like there needed to be us being scientific, but there almost needed to be a more scientific way to seed these songs, because the amount of upside down upsets we're seeing makes me feel like we underestimated some 16 and 15 seeds.
Well, we had 2 major upsets the first day in the weddings bracket. We had a 15 seed win and a 16 seed.
It does feel like this skews towards the years 1982 through 1985, which had me wondering about the industry at that point. Basically, they gave you one song and said, get out of town.
And then developed a raging cocaine habit, and we never heard from you again.
867-5309. How many of these songs were all right around 1984? It's amazing. Like, I can't name a song like that. There used to be, and also there's no radio like there used to be necessarily. Like, rock stations have spread out, and I don't know. Everyone listens to Spotify. It doesn't lend itself to one-hit wonders anymore.
So let me tell you, the upsets from the weddings round, weddings region. So that was number 16 seeded Tainted Love took out My Sharona. And number 15 seed Pump Up the Jam took out second seeded Groove Is in the Heart. So there's major, major upsets here. We also had 11 seeded Funky Town, a landslide over Got to Be Real. And that was just the first day.
I don't think people knew Got to Be Real. When you sing it, you're like, oh, I know that song. But Got to Be Real itself. Got to be.
No.
I don't remember. Got to Be Real. I don't even remember how it goes.
Sing it.
It's in Guardians of the Galaxy, right? I can't. It's one of those songs. Yeah, I can't do that one.
Pump Up the Jam. That was a 15 seed, you said?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
They won. And they advance on. They will, in the second round, face seven-seeded Teach Me How to Dougie. Lots going on in the Maggie and Perloff show, bracket of one-hit wonders. So again, we've already released now three regions. Weddings, yesterday was last call region, today cruising region. Tomorrow is our final region, and that is the turn it up region.
What does cruising region mean? Is anybody
in your car?
You play in the car.
All right, because cruising can mean something else, too, I believe.
It's, swinging. It's called the swinging reason.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's what people
frisky?
Do at parties like that.
Well, we did that Afternoon Delight.
Delight is in the cruising region.
That was in the cruising region.
It's Sex and Candy, also in the cruising region.
Yeah, so. Okay. I get the theme here.
Stacey's mom.
Because you want to pump out Video Kill the Radio Star when you're cruising.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. When you want to get romantic, you put the Bugles on, Pete.
Right. That's right.
Or are they the Buggles? I don't even
Buggles.
Know.
Buggles. Life is a highway, turns out. One-hit wonder. Dexter Henry is here. He's got headlines. Good morning.
All right. Got some college hoops. Last night was the first four. Wagner and Colorado State, they're moving on to the first round. Both play schools. They won in that game on the first round on Tuesday, so they'll be moving on, as I said. Also, what happened today? MLB season opened today. Perloff did not care. Dodgers and Padres in Seoul, Korea. But there were scary moments before the first game of the season. According to a major South Korean news agency, Shohei Ohtani was the target of a bomb threat that is being viewed as a hoax after authorities could not locate any explosives at Seoul's Gojek Sky Dome. That was the location of Wednesday's MLB season opener between the Dodgers and the Padres. Now, the stadium guys was searched by 150 police officers, bomb-sniffing dogs, and X-ray detectors. However, no suspicious objects were found, according to a Seoul police statement.
And that's scary, though.
Yeah, scary stuff.
Eey.
Got the game, got in. No winnings for Pete, unfortunately.
The Dodgers won, of course. But Pete lost his bet that Ohtani was going to homer.
And he'll hit two home runs tomorrow. Watch.
That's probably what'll happen.
You got to double down.
The camera panned all the broadcasters and all the attention on Shohei. There was a gigantic Japanese team of broadcasters. Like, that was a big, you could feel the Shohei attention just watching it without sound.
I kind of forgot because MLB did a good job on their Instagram of reminding us that this is also like a matchup of two legends because Yu Darvish has never faced Shohei Ohtani ever.
Yep.
Which is incredible that hasn't happened yet. So this was the first time they faced off against each other. It was the first game you're playing in Asia. I'm sure that also was a big draw as well.
Yeah, huge draw there. Speaking of big matchup in the NBA tonight. It's the top two teams in the Eastern Conference. They will battle when the Bucks visit the Celtics. Milwaukee star Damian Lillard, he says that his team will be ready for the road challenge.
That's what we got to take into Boston because there's definitely going to be some moments in that game where the crowd is going to get into it. They're going to go on the run. We're going to have to call a timeout. And, I think we showed that that's definitely something that we can carry into that game.
The crowd will be into that one. 7:40 tip in Boston tonight. Now, the Clippers, they're going to look to end the two-game skid in Portland tonight. Heading into this matchup with the Blazers, Clips coach Tyronn Lue says his squad is still confident.
Nothing to overreact to. Like, the guys in the locker room, they understand what we need to do. Our coaching staff, we understand what we need to do. If we want to get out of this, if we want to be a team, you know, doing something special in the playoffs.
Perloff, we talked about the Pelicans. Right now, the Clips, they sit at fourth in the Western Conference. They're just a half game ahead of the Pels.
I can't believe it. I mean, you don't think of them as a contender in any real way, do you? It's hard to get used. It's hard for me to get used to the Thunder and the Pelicans. I still think the old guys become way more dangerous in the postseason.
Yeah, but I mean, the Clippers may be fading.
Yeah. Not those old guys. The the other old guys.
Gotcha.
We got to do a show bet. And I'm curious, Dexter, what do you think? If I gave you the Thunder and the Pelicans, who goes further, the Warriors or the Lakers? Those two teams.
We're assuming that the Warriors and Lakers, either of those, get out of the play.
Oh, yeah.
Round.
That's a problem with this bet.
Yeah. one of them won't. Like, if they're
9-10.
Yeah.
That's an issue.
I think, to answer your question, I would say it all depends on if they avoid Denver. Because I think if either of those teams play Denver, they're not winning. That's not happening.
Yeah, who gets knocked out by Denver? Good point.
I think that matters. Keeping into the NBA, you guys talked about this early this week, right? NBA players, Grady Dick, Anthony Black, they had that jersey swap that we saw earlier. So reporters asked Grady Dick, why did he do the swap? Because some people believe that it was not safe for work. And Grady Dick said, that's been my guy in terms of Anthony Black for a long time. Guys jersey swap with their boys, and that's my friend. Then he was asked if he had any other jersey swaps planned. And he said, sure, if I played against them and they're my guy, I'll do the swap with them. Nothing more to it. Guys, are you buying this?
No. And Grady Dick clearly has a, first of all, if your last name is that, you have to have a sense of humor because I'm sure life was not that easy for you because it's so low hanging fruit, right? You've gotta have a sense of humor, and I think he's been waiting on this stuff.
If you wear a draft suit the way Grady Dick did, I mean. That alone showed me, okay, this guy is a prankster. This guy is a troll.
His suit,
I didn't know, because he wasn't like college basketball. He was not one of these villains we're talking about. He was kind of anonymous. He was a great player, but then he comes in with a red...
Ruby red sequins.
Sparkling sequins suit and a bow tie, I believe, was also a part of that thing. I mean, once I saw that, I thought, okay, anything could happen with this guy. So, no, I don't believe him.
Yeah.
He was a pretty big recruit. I remember.
Big-time recruit, for sure. I mean, when I say anonymous, I mean not infamous like J.J. Redick and Grayson Allen. He was a good player that didn't really, you know, P.O. people. Like, he just, now we know he likes jersey swaps. A little too
convenient jersey swaps, I'll say. He knew what he was doing. I'm with you.
You know, you guys remember my big plan. I have a Jalen Hurts jersey over there, and I wanted to get a Jordan Love jersey and put Love Hurts behind me, but I cheaped out and didn't buy the Jordan Love jersey. But I should do that, because look at all the attention that Grady Dick's getting.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. Sure. Love Hurts.
By the way, Love Hurts.
Anthony Black and Grady Dick swapping jerseys. Same.
One of my biggest regrets from our time in Vegas was I tried to get Zach Gelb after the concert that Perloff was at, the Green Day concert. I wanted to recreate the jersey swap picture from those two guys in the Las Vegas casino. And he wouldn't do it. Remember the two random guys? It wasn't actual jersey. They just took their Vegas shirts and just hung it up. And they just held it next to each other in like the casino. You guys have never seen this. This is like an infamous meme. There were two guys.
They were sitting at the same blackjack table or something?
I guess so. And I guess they both did well. So they took off their Vegas, very like Versace-like shirts.
Okay.
And just held it up in the
casino.
Like
a jersey swap.
And I said, oh, this is going to be a great moment. We should do this. And Zach was like, I'm not doing it. I was like, ugh! Viral moment missed.
You were going to go shirtless in this?
Yes. It would have been so funny.
Listen, we're about to put on wrestling singlets.
I'm wearing a wrestling singlet.
WrestleMania.
Like, I'm not afraid, Perloff.
By the way, I haven't tried mine on yet.
What are you waiting for, Maggie?
I don't know. I just didn't feel like doing it yesterday or the day before or the day before or the day before.
You got to try it on, because we're running out of time. If there's an issue with size, there's got to be an adjustment made. You're going to be wearing a singlet either too big or too small.
This is denial. I'm in denial that we're doing this and that I'm going to have to wear this to WrestleMania, and EJ and I are going to be matching. I put on the headgear. My kid looked at me. He's like, what? This is going to be really embarrassing. I underestimated how stupid we're going to look. You and I were not meant to wear this kind of thing.
No.
Actual wrestlers were meant to do this, not you and me.
No, not
People
at all.
People think like, oh, this is a weird bet to pay off. Like, we are going to look so silly.
The only silver lining in this for me is at least I get to do the cool thing that wrestlers do. Like when a Kurt Angle or one of these guys that wear singlets like is, you know, trying to like hulk up, they get to pull the straps down over their body and like kind of flex. Like at least I get to do that. That's the only moment that I'm waiting for. It's all right. When I get to do that, that'll be pretty cool.
Well,
I'll feel like Kurt Angle for a second, but the other 5 hours will be brutal.
I want you to wear the Bret Hart where it comes down to your belly button, where you're basically showing, Maggie can't do this, showing your whole chest underneath.
I mean, I could. I might get banned from
might
certain,
be a viral moment.
some certain social media platform.
Yeah.
We have been looking for a little extra pub from the show. Okay. Dexter, thank you very much for that. Peter is in New Jersey. He's calling in about something we were talking about earlier. Perloff wants to go to a robot island.
Hello.
Hi, Peter. How are you? You there? Peter, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Peter.
Uh-oh, the robot's got to Peter.
Oh, no. This is all actually one AI simulation. Okay, coming up next. Oh. News, more news coming your way. It's coming in fast from these pro days. We get to that next. Don't move.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, along with more first four games tonight. You also have pro days going on today. Two big ones, Ohio State and USC. Caleb Williams is going to throw. Marvin Harrison Jr. is not going to run. And that has Perloff disappointed. I think we know he's fast.
I kind of want to see his time. It's so stupid. You're right. It doesn't always follow logic. I'd like to know wide receivers 40 time. It says something.
Does it, though?
I don't know. When you hear a big guy like that, I think Marvin Harrison, you know, Bruce Feldman, the Fox Sports writer, puts out his quote-unquote freak list, and he's been talking about Marvin Harrison being the biggest combination of size and speed for years now, so I want to see it.
Well, you watched him play against Michigan. How about that?
Yeah,
that's going to have to do.
Yeah, you're right. That's not bad.
Okay. We are doing two type of March Madness things. One, you can just play along with us on a March Madness bracket. Our pal Nick in Texas does the Pearl Jam Season 3, P-E-R-L Jam Season 3. If you go to our social media account, you can follow the link there. Easy. It's free. Just play along with us and pick your bracket. We are also doing a bracket of one-hit wonders. We mentioned we did the cruising bracket today, but we have the results in from yesterday's last call region. And not the crazy upsets we saw from the wedding region where we had a 16 takeout of one and a 15 takeout of two, but three big upsets in the last call region. Perloff, would you like to hear them?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, we had the classic 6-11 matchup where 11th-seeded Closing Time took out 6th-seeded Just a Friend by Biz Markie. We also had 14th-seeded Play That Funky Music, White Boy, take out 3rd-seeded Return of the Mac. Guys, I am shocked by that. And then 10th-seeded 8675309 took out Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. So those were the three upsets. The favorites that move on are number one seed Baby Got Back took out Hey There Delilah. 8th-seeded Kung Fu Fighting took out Hey Mickey. That was a close one. 99 Luff Balloons took out Natalie Imbruglia's Torn. Who Let the Dogs Out advances over Rump Shaker. And Come On Eileen is the 2-seed. A tub thumping of 15-seeded Relax.
So Funky Town and Play That Funky Music both advanced.
You are right.
I think, I get a sense that it's skewing towards late 70s. Some of those songs are so iconic. And you just, how many weddings have you been at? That at a certain point, they become, you know, Celebration by Kool and the Gang's not in here. That's the ultimate wedding.
Kool and the Gang had Jungle Boogie, which was another huge hit. So.
How could I forget?
Yeah, of course. Are crazy? So you can go to Maggie and Pearl on Twitter if you'd like to vote in the cruising region. That is the number one seed. Aha's Take On Me is number one in that region. Second seed, Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. So it goes on and on from there.
Very interesting. It mirrors the actual NCAA tournament, which has become so unpredictable because of one and dones. I'm not surprised. This one hit wonder, it is March Madness in its truest form here.
Yes, we have tapped into something. So we will have our final region gets revealed tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, there's an important question that comes out of this. Who let the dogs out, Maggie?
Who?
Who?
I can't believe I just played along with that. Strike that from the record and please burn the tape.
I think you cannot take any topic too seriously, even the most serious topics. When you play Who Let the Dogs Out on the show, anywhere within the 4 hours of the Maggie and Perloff show, that is a statement to the world.
Also, don't you forget about me.
Yeah. Don't you?
Don't you?
Not a one-hit wonder. I'm under protest. They had two or three hits that all sounded exactly like that.
I would actually kind of love it if every time we're talking about something very serious, Pete just fades up Who Let the Dogs Out.
He is a disgrace to the sports world. Who let the dogs out? Do you guys remember SportsCenter? It was such a ubiquitous song, especially in the sports world. I remember. Yeah. Yeah.
So-and-so arrested today on gambling charges. Like,
I remember SportsCenter, they had the Baja Men in the studio. They're behind, like, Kenny Mayne was giving the highlights of the baseball game. And then they go to the Baja Men and start jamming. And they kept playing. They didn't play a second song, Maggie. They just did Who Let the Dog Out.
They don't have
loop.
A second song.
They have to have some other song.
There's no second song. This is why they're in our one-hit wonder
There's
bracket.
There's no acoustic version of Who Let the Dogs Out?
No one covered that? John Mayer?
No one's tried to cover Who Let the Dogs Out, by the way. Interesting.
Because it's the most annoying song of all time. Maybe that's why.
But as a generation passes and people don't remember it, someone's going to come out with it again. Oh, it's catchy.
I hope not. Anyway, so you can go to at Maggie and Pearl. You can vote on these. Yes, the medical records came back today. And unfortunately, the knee surgery is inevitable.
Gosh.
It is not good. It looks like a draft pick has been taken away because of an accounting error. Yeah.
The worst is when the Georgia Bulldogs win a game and they play that. That's not good. That's even worse than what we're doing. By the way, strong front, I think that can make some noise in this tournament.
Bracket's going to be busted. More one-hit wonders revealed tomorrow. Thank you, EJ Stewart. Thank you to Pete Bilotti. Thank you to Dexter Henry. Thank you to Andrew Kaplan. Guido's coffee drinkers, salute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.